Blog Talk Radio.
Beautiful, ladies and gentlemen, that was Rocks and Rainbows by Ghetto and Milan. I want to thank you. We just nabbed that song, but it's Psychic Jethro Hour with Psychics Gone Wild, and we have our phenomenal hostess on today. I know all of you guys always get excited on Wednesday because we have the founder of the Crystal Key Foundation, the one, the only, Janine Reagan Sinclair, here live for half an hour. The phones are filling, so don't go anywhere. Hang on to those phones. We'll get to you. But I wanted to bring on the wonderful Janine. And Janine, would you tell everybody who you are and what all you're doing with this crystal key out there?
Okay. Well, first of all, I'm a psychic healer, and I work with crystal key energy. Now, crystal key energy is a diamond energy mixed with pearl. Anybody who knows anything about the chakra system in the body, the colours of the rainbow as you move up from the base to the crown, and then when you go above the crown, you're into silver, white, silver, gold, platinum, diamond, and then pearl energy, which is the how I see source energy, is opalescent pearls. So crystal key is the higher two in the spectrum of the energies. It's very cool, very light, very, very powerful healing energy, and I've been working with it for 10 years is when it was channeled through me, the system. And I'm also a clinical hypnotherapist and a writer and various other things that I won't bore you all with today. The list goes on. And I make programs for people to help people with weight loss, with finding the perfect partner, money, abundance, and spiritual development. And they're MP3 programs that are on offer for $97 at the moment for 27 MP3s. And you can find them by pasting crystalkeyhealing.com/special into your browser, or you can go to the shop on my website, crystalkey.com, and it's crystalki.com, and the programs are available in the shop there as well. So tonight it's tonight in the UK, it's afternoon where you are. I'm hoping to help people with healing issues they may have, because I can scan the body and I can see what chakras are blocked, what energy centers, if there's any past life issues that are affecting you today in your relationships, all that type of thing. And I'm also a reader, so I pick up on various things. And when I work with Jethro, there's usually sparks flying. So we'll wait and see what happens today.
We love it, and we've had the greatest pleasure that, you know, Janine single-handedly took on some entity or energy that was messing with us. We got to hear that for those of you listening to the archives last month. We have a lot of other friends who are picking up those archives. And remember, Psyche's Gone Wild is the sister show to Spiritual Learning Connection. So if you go in, you're going to get a double header. Today at here at 4 p.m. Eastern time in another hour, Janine goes over with Kelly, and they do another hour there. So we love you guys calling in. Like she said, we always do sparks, and what we love about it is we promote. Go to psychicsgonewild.com. You can get all the information and check all of us out. And those of you who know the good news, we're all celebrating. This is the month of May where Psychics Gone Wild goes to Canada. We're going to be playing on Spirit Radio. Janine will be on actually May 10th, that Friday show at 2 p.m. All of our listeners there, listen live, because Janine's and me will be doing a show there. We do half an hour shows there in Canada and on the Spirit Radio and A1R, and we'll be discussing Crystal Key. And we had a good question last night. They kept asking Janine, what is the difference between Crystal Key and Reiki? And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm naming all this stuff off, and Amy's like, we've got to get more people into this. So would you just one more kind of let them know what the difference is? We had a lot of new listeners who are really excited about your classes. And the fact is, Janine's doing a class here through the internet this month.
Yeah, okay. Well, I studied initially as a Reiki Sakim master teacher myself. So that's the healing I went into when I first got into healing 10 years ago. And then pretty much as soon as I did that, I was given this new healing system. So the difference is the vibrational frequencies of the energy. Basically, I think Reiki, the Usui Reiki, came in the 1930s or 40s, can't remember exactly. Crystal Key has only come in for use 10 years ago because the frequency is much, much higher. And people basically weren't ready for it before because their systems, you know, the vibrational frequency of your body wouldn't have been able to take it. It's like trying to put 1,000 watts through 100-watt cable, you just pop the fuse. So that's the difference between Reiki and Crystal Key. So it's the evolution, really, of the energies that we're working with. And Jethro's right. We've got a workshop on Sunday. We've still got a couple of places left. If anybody's interested, they're only small workshops. Got people coming in from the US. We've got somebody coming in from Australia, and we're doing this on Skype on Sunday. It's 10 till 5 Eastern, and 3 till 10 in the UK, and it's 10 till 5 a.m. in Australia. We've got somebody very keen who's coming in to work with us from 10 till 5 o'clock in the morning. Bless her. And we've also got another one on the 19th of May. So if anybody's interested, if they go to crystalkey.com, and they can email me on the contact page there. There's more information about the courses on the courses page and all sorts of information on there. So if anybody's interested, please do get in touch and, book on the course, because this is new and it's first time we've taught over the internet to the US and to Australia. So it's only been around in the UK for the last 10 years. So this is something very new and very powerful and simple to use. This is what I love about Crystal Key. It's really easy to use and really easy to learn.
Very excellent. And those of you who are listening in, definitely get a hold of us. We will get in. There's a couple. One thing I was very impressed, and we discussed this last night on Spiritual Learning Connection, Janine is doing this a selected few. She's not doing this by numbers. There's only going to be a certain amount, and she's doing it working with us basically one-on-one, because you're in the computer, you have her there, there's a small number. Those of you who want to be the first steps for mankind over here in the United States, grab a hold of us, get a hold of you. We're also doing this week, for those of you who know that are listening to my voice, Jethro has to see his desk. So those of you who've won all those prizes, definitely get a hold of me on email. We had an email misunderstanding. I've got a lot of you guys. If you put down you were born in Kentucky, London, there is no such place. Come on, people. So if you really want this, get a hold of me. We have an Animal Wise book that's going to be given away Friday. So go into Psyche's Gone Wild, put in. Janine has offered to give away a couple of her e-books. So those of you who've listened to it, we got the cool names of, I can never remember, I know there's a Lion, the Witch, and the
the Angel, the Angel, the Witch, and the Warrior.
Angel, the Witch, and the Warrior, and then
the second one is Saving the World from My Bathtub.
I love that, and I think this is going to be so much fun, you guys. So get ready because we're going to grab a hold of this and we're going to be really wild. Starting out, we're going to grab that phone, and we've got a Skype caller that is going to get in. How are you, Skype caller? You're 111. Hello, can you hear us? Don't be shy. We're here. I don't think they want to talk. Hello, can you hear us? Okay, going right along. We have 612. You're on live. How are you, 612?
Hi, I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Good. I'm glad you answered. If you'd have been shy, too, I would have took it as a sign and went back to bed. I'm just kidding.
No, that's not it at all. I'm glad that you guys are able to take my call. Thank you.
Thank you for calling in. And you got a question for our phenomenal Janine?
I do, yes. I actually have a specific question. Is that okay?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, wonderful. So today and tomorrow, I've been doing presentations for work all week, and it's been going good so far, but I'm still like two-thirds away from my goal. So I need to, I need 2,800 more people that I'm trying to recruit, and I'm just wondering if you see me reaching that goal by tomorrow evening.
Okay. What I'd like to do is to imagine yourself inside a bubble, inside inside a sphere of energy, and then imagine that that's splitting all the way down from the top to the bottom and opening out like a clamshell.
Okay.
And as you're opening yourself out, you're saying to the universe, I'm open to receiving over 2,800 new clients. And visualize them coming in. So working with the energies, you know, you're opening yourself to receiving. At the moment, there's a little bit of there's an energy around you that just needs to be cleared.
Okay.
So if you work with that, that should make a difference to the amount of people that can contact you. Okay?
Oh, wonderful. Okay.
And I think you're going to hit your targets. I've got a good feeling about it. What about you, Jethro?
I feel going into the guides, you're saying very much there, and there's a very positive energy around you. Janine was saying earlier that when we were discussing how people obtaining and what they're doing, you've got this just so positive. Or I see you very much getting your targets and being very much going right into the next part. You've just got this really positive radiation.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you guys so much.
Okay.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I so appreciate all of your guys' help.
Thank you. Definitely put in for Psyche's Gone Wild. Get one of those books so that you can tell us what you think about Janine's bathtub stories. No, I'm teasing Janine about how she does with the bathtub. We have Henry. She left. I think I embarrassed her. She ran. Don't run. Come back. We got a bunch of you guys being silly today. This is Psyche's Gone Wild with Janine Reagan Sinclair and Jethro Smith. Looking at the individuals, we've had a lot of you writing in about a psychic healing. And so what we've done is we called it Spin the Psychic years back when we first started this. We picked out different topics and we would pick a psychic. Well, today we went ahead, and the most numbers we had was their explanation of what would be the difference, Janine, for someone having a physical healing over a psychic healing. Would you give your ideas and your thoughts on what the difference is from a person having this type of treatment?
Well, to be honest with you, the work that I do with people, I've worked hands-on and I've worked with people that are on the other side of the world, and I still get the results. Because I'm very much into astral traveling and astral work myself, even if they're the other side of the world, I can literally send my astral body to put my hands on them if I need to do that, and they can feel it. So really, I don't think there's a huge difference at all, if any. I haven't, you know, come across any obstacles or any differences whether I'm working with somebody, you know, in the same room, or whether they're, you know, in Australia, for example, which I have, you know, I've done before with Natalie Ledwell. She's one of my testimonials there. So I'm not seeing any difference in that respect. And I also work on groups as well. So when I give talks around the UK, I do groups healing. So, you know, this can be done to hundreds of people at the same time, millions of people at the same time, if they all joined in, if we did it over the air. Obviously, the more intricate, more personal things that, you know, I wouldn't do with groups. But there's no, there's as far as I can see so far, I'm not really seeing any differences.
I love that. And thank you, Janine. That is phenomenal. I know that we had a lot of you guys writing, and Janine does work with animals. And I've had a very good question that was sent to us from Tennessee, is that different individuals have worked with Reiki through the years with animals. And there's some animals that just will not accept Reiki. And there's animals who are not crazy about it. We've actually proven this. And I do agree with the person writing this. I know that from my in-laws, that they had raised thoroughbred Morgans in Kansas City, and their horses would accept, some horses did not like Reiki. And have you had any experience with animals with your working with the Crystal Key, and has there been animals that were ever non-responsive, or how have they been to this, working with this?
Well, I've worked with horses. My friend's got a pony sanctuary. I've also worked with her ponies and cats and dogs. But I tend to teach people to work with the photograph of the animal. As I said, the way I teach my students, it's very much working on an energetic astral level. And we're all energy at the end of the day. So you don't need to be with them. And sometimes it's easier to work with a photograph than actually put your hands on animals. But saying that, I always teach my students to ask permission when they are, you know, communicating with the animals, as I teach animal communication workshops. So I connect people to the higher self of the animal, and check that the animal is open to receiving healing, which is extremely important. As you say, some of them, they just don't want it. They're on a journey as well. They've got spirit the same as we have. And if they, you know, they don't want to be rushed into healing or evolving any faster than anybody else. So it's important that people take that into consideration. Sometimes, you know, animals, they just need to be left alone. They like to help themselves. You know, they'll come up and they'll just... they're on your lap or rubbing up against you, and they won't leave you alone until they've had what they need. So, they're very psychic as well, animals. Extremely.
I love that. And Janine, we all were joking, and we have a psychic's gone wild moment when actually Janine, we were discussing about going to metaphysical fairs, and we brought up a point about being touched, and I like what Janine said. She goes, no, I actually don't like that. I don't. And I think we had a really good time. We just teased Janine. That's when she was very new to the show. But it's the same kind of thing that she just said with the animals. And I've had a lot of you individuals who call in on the show ask me, how do you guys doing this, and what are you doing it? And I love what Amy said last night. She goes, you know, you guys are going to get so much more when you get a hold of us personally. And I can tell you from, you know, with the radio, we have people writing in, Maggie and a couple other people in our room are saying how much more the show and how much energy they can feel when Janine's doing this. And we have people that have called in that we can talk about over the airwaves. And a couple of the Maddie was healed over the radio. And, you know, she not only put on Facebook there, but those of you can see, Janine talked to her, did a reading, and then basically put in the energy and made sure that Maddie was okay. So I want you guys that are checking in here, we're going to go to our next call, and it's 617. Can you hear us, 617?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes.
How are
Hi.
You?
Hi.
Hi, Janine. How are you?
Very good, thank you. Can we take your name?
It's Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
Well, how can we help?
My question is, I am looking to move this year, moving in to get my own apartment. Doesn't matter if it's a room or it's a studio. It's time for me to kind of step forward. Do you see that happening this year?
The first thing that's coming to me is 9 months' time. There's somewhere in particular that your guides want you to be. So it's not going to happen tomorrow.
Exactly.
I'm getting 9 months. In 9 months' time, or round about then, that's what they're telling me, that there's going to be a particular apartment that's right for you, and there's going to be a lot of really special energies around this particular place. There's lots of trees as well.
Oh, that's good.
And you're
going to
be making some connection with the trees. You're very connected to nature.
Yes, yes.
Very connected to nature.
Yes.
Have you ever considered, do you ever hug a tree? Have you ever hugged trees or touch them?
Absolutely. I mean, as a kid, that's what I did in the summer. I took my library books and I would sit under a tree. That was my summer vacation.
Oh, fantastic. I love you. When I was a kid, I used to take my sketch pad to the park, and I used to draw the trees. Oh, wow. And I would draw the trees and I would give them faces. They all had different personalities. Later on in life, the trees call me. In my books, I talk about a willow tree in my garden that I call Willow, and they've got spirits. They can communicate with you. These trees that are around this apartment, there's a couple of them. There's three being shown to me, but there's one in particular that's going to make a really strong connection with you. The spirit of this tree. So when you get there, you'll know. Just go and put your left hand on the tree, and in your mind, just say, say, are you the tree that I was told about by Janine Regan Sinclair? Because they'll know, because it's this tree is here in in the ethers now, so it knows, that I'm passing this message on to you. You're going to start writing then. There's a lot of writing for you to do.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amen.
So once you kick in this energy with this tree is going to be a really big influence on your writing. You've got important information that's going to be downloaded through you and it's coming out in books. And I can see you writing 3, maybe 4 books. I'm talking proper books here. You're going to get published as well.
Oh, my God. You know, Jean, you're like the fifth person that has said this.
Okay, well, time to listen then.
This is true. I have to be in a place where there is green, where there are trees. That's why I can't understand why people chop down their trees in their yards. I get it. Some trees are dead, but there has to be that. I don't know. I'm just so connected to nature that it's. I mean, I'm always listening. I'm always listening. I'm always watching. Watching.
Well, you're in a past life, you were very, very connected with nature, and you've always been able to communicate with plants and animals and that type of thing, and it's a natural ability. So it would be a good idea for you to, there's no need for you to wait to start learning and practicing these things until 9 months' time. You can start practicing now. You can communicate with a photograph of a tree.
That's very true.
So now I feel there's a
connection with the birds, and it's like, it's like now I want to find out about them. It's like, okay, what bird sings this song? And that's a different bird. I've never noticed that bird before. And gee, wow, look at this one. I'm constantly talking like that in my head.
Yeah, you need to look up what red cardinal means. I don't know what they mean offhand. Yeah, red cardinal. There's a message there. So if you go onto the internet,
I see them all the time.
Yeah, they're on a shamanic level. That the red cardinal brings specific energies to you. I work with animals as well as angels. So animal energies. I call them in all the time to work with me. For instance, tigers help you seize opportunities. Tiger energy.
Okay.
And that type of thing. So if you go onto Google and Google red cardinal, shamanic animal medicines, and then look up red cardinal, you'll find what energies this particular bird is bringing into your life.
It's interesting that you say that, because all around me, I mean, you don't know where I live. You're a psychic, so you probably do. But where I live, that's the bird of the state. It's cardinal.
Okay.
And I see them everywhere. I see the male and the females, and sometimes I watch them play. Early part of the morning, they're like little children, and it's like they play tag. They're everywhere. I feel like they're always in my face.
Yeah, well, they're bringing energy to you, so it's worth looking that up on the internet so you know exactly what that energy is.
Okay,
well, I couldn't have picked that one out of there. I couldn't have guessed that one then. That's good. Okay, Lisa, I hope that's been useful.
Oh, it's been very, very good. Very good. And I'm definitely going to look up cardinal because, like I said, they're constantly in my face, and they sing the loudest to me. So I'm like, okay, there's something here.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, wonderful. Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you. Many blessings. Many blessings to you both.
Yeah, blessings to you. Thank you for calling in.
Very beautiful time and a very good energy and a person we value on our Psychics Gone Wild journey. Well, those of you who are here, pull your toes out of the water. We got to get a little more intenser. We're going into another call. It's 207. Hello, 207.
Hey, Jethro, it's Melissa. Hello to your guest.
Hello.
How are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm pretty well, too. Interested in listening to the bird stuff. That was pretty
cool.
Yeah,
you're listening, yeah.
Yeah, I have a lot of birds around me, so I knew what the cardinal meant, yeah.
Ah, what does it mean, just enlighten us?
There's a whole bunch of different meanings it can mean when it comes around you, that you maybe have the blues,
right.
Different things. Nobility, excuse me again.
Nobility, yeah, that I remember that now.
Yeah, yeah, just that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So my question is for both of you. I've always been able to I don't want to say see the future, but lately it's become really strong.
Mm-hmm.
What do I do with this? Just sort of use it in my own life? Or, I mean, I make myself laugh with it now. It's pretty funny.
Okay. So do you get premonitions?
Oh, every day.
Every day?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, it's obviously a gift that you need to be using then. Are they positive ones?
Just sort of within my life, with my family, or...
What kind of thing comes to you?
This was the kookiest thing. My son took a shower here the other day, and I heard him coughing after he got out of the shower. And he's 24 years old, and he had smoked for about a year. And I thought, he's smoking again. And he came out of the bathroom, and I said, are you okay? And he said, oh, your bathroom has mold in it. And I was in the shower the next day, and I thought, mold, I'm looking around. I got out of the shower, had a towel on, he called me, he said, I'm really stressed out, I'm smoking again.
Mm.
He just announced it.
Yeah. So your intuition is kicking in then, stronger than... Yeah.
It's really fast.
The thing is, you know, if you're intuiting things, you could probably read for people with cards. You could, you know, you can intuits make good counselors, good healers.
Yeah.
You know, this type of stuff. There's lots of different areas you can go into if you're working with intuition. People call it sixth sense or you know psychic. It's called lots of different things. Wouldn't you agree, Jethro?
I agree very much. And the guys are telling me that your ability, you've got it all coming around, and that's why the birds and the other animals, because of your male side of the totem energy and the bringing the energy in, they want you to be able to help other individuals work with that, bringing forth their animals and their spirit guides. They're also showing me that the angels are saying I would definitely get you into like one of our classes, a little bit of it, do a little meditation work, and then you're ready to do both. They said you're going to do psychic and healing. The reason your senses are doing it is they're opening your energy to get you ready for the next step.
Okay.
You know, you also have other people. You this comes through the family. They're telling me that you had a... they're telling these other people on that side. They're saying that this energy in the Sioux and the Blackfoot through my family and up in the Lakota Indians, they have what they call white hands, or the energy runs through the energy. You've always been able to sense feelings in your stomach and your intuition. Now
definitely.
You're just mentally getting the whole flash. And Melissa, I definitely like to definitely talk to you and see if you wouldn't mind trying some exercise. We're going to have some people come in that are just starting with this, and we do a Saturday show.
Okay.
Get a hold of me on Gone Wild. Give me your information.
Okay.
I love this. We like helping people because you're supposed to be helping other people, like doing maybe
that's
a class.
That's what I wondered. But, you know, I hear people saying things that I don't think is cool when I hear readings.
Like what?
I don't know, telling people that bad things could happen.
Oh, well, you know, you
because
need
I'm
to
a
be...
big believer in the law of attraction, and you know, saying things to somebody that could possibly plant a thought into them that maybe wasn't even there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this is where you got to work with those that are professional. There's two things. You want to be blunt. You know, and I know that I worked for a psychic line that would only let you say just positive things.
Okay.
And sadly, you know, if you've got someone who's like, have a good example, someone's having an affair on their wife. You're sensing this. She's on the phone with you, and she's saying, what do you think of that girl with the short dress who was in the car with him?
It wasn't the milk lady. I get what you're saying there. Okay.
Yeah, but, and I agree with you, and there is a point there, and you're right about it. There's also a point of when there's other things, and I love the fact that when it comes to holistic, the old school was, we always give our spiritual point because it is what we're doing. A lot of, like, even in Sedona, they won't, because unless they have a doctor's degree or anything discussed with the hill, maybe it was spiritually because of my relationship or different work.
Okay.
And I agree with you, because if you suggest, I mean, a good example, someone's going to have a child, and you're, I'm suggesting there's going to be a problem with that birth.
Right, right, right.
Wrong thing to
right.
say. I agree with you.
Yeah, I agree with you. I don't tell people anything negative. Mind you, to be honest, I'm not showing anything negative with people.
I don't usually either. Every once in a while, and I just sort of shut my mouth, because I don't, see, that's where I think everybody has free will, and that's why I'm so curious with this. Is it interfere?
Yeah, I agree with you. It works with lots of things as well. When people are told that they're sick, you know, you've got 3 years to live, off they go and manifest 3 years to live.
Yeah.
You know, when really, you know.
It's bigger than that. I understand that.
I agree with you.
Very good.
Okay. I'll contemplate this more too. I will.
Yeah.
And thank you for your advice, and my dogs are barking at everybody, so I'm going to pop off the phone.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Back in again, Melissa, and we're enjoying the today. This is one of the funnest things we have, and I love with Janine that when she's here at the energy, I know a lot of you guys, you know, the phenomenal thing is we discuss everything, and we love that. That's what I think this is where we're here helping. I want any of you guys who have a chance that have something healing coming up, we're going to go to our next caller, and the next person in line is 705. How are you, 705?
Oh, I'm great. How are you?
Great. I welcome you to Psychics Gone Wild. This is Jethro and Janine Reagan Sinclair.
Yes, I know. I actually talked to Janine last week. And
you little cheater.
Her. And I was really intrigued by her. And anyway, I ordered your CDs, and I've done the one on weight, the one series on the weight. And anyway, so I'm looking forward to results.
Okay. Did you see any visual? Did you get any visual images as you were being guided through the MP3s?
No.
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 Okay. Sometimes people do. You see, sometimes if your brow chakra or your third eye is open, people get images going on. But it doesn't matter. It's still, you know, as long as you're following.
That's what I wondered about. It came to me that maybe I have a blockage in my, you know, for my clairvoyance. I know I'm a healer, and I know that. And I actually have tried to heal my dog, Bella, with the Reiki, and not very successfully either. So it was interesting to hear your show. And so I just, you know, wondered whether I do have a blockage that's prohibiting me from moving forward. I'm really excited about, you know, your program and having found you and Jethro as well.
Okay, well, I can see a blockage in your third eye. There is like a black disc in there. Do you want to have a go at removing it?
Yes, I would love that.
Okay, so what I want you to do for me is just close your eyes, get your hands, rub your hands together really, you know, ferociously until they're hot. Rub your hands. And then take your right hand and place it just in front of your third eye, about half an inch, not touching your head, but just half an inch away from your forehead. Okay. Now imagine for me that your head's turning to liquid, so this comes out easily, and your hand's magnetic, and you're just, this disc in your third eye now is just sticking to your hand as the magnet's turned on, and very, very gently move your hand away from your forehead, very slowly, pulling this disc out. And take it all the way down And then just imagine that just beside you is a flame, a violet flame. And just imagine dropping it into the flame. Okay. Did you feel anything there?
I did. I felt I did feel it falling, like being pulled out.
Yeah. I just need to bring some new energies in. There's an orb of energy above you now, a white orb with a golden spiral. That's just going to drop down into your crown now. Bringing that in. It's moving forward. Just coming into the third eye area, brow chakra. And then the rest of it is just trickling down your front of your spinal column and popping down towards the heart there. Okay. Now, when you take your awareness to your third eye, you can imagine an eye there and imagine opening it when you want to use it and closing it when you don't. Okay.
Okay.
So when you do the next set of programs, hopefully with that disc being removed, you should get some visual images now. So please do call back.
Okay.
And let us know.
Okay, I will. No, that's great. Okay, no, it felt a little brighter, actually, at my crown. So,
good.
So, for instance, like with my dog Bella, is there a chance that the Reiki is not the energy that she really needs for healing?
Yeah, it's very possibly that she just doesn't want that particular energy. Have you ever tried communicating with her at all?
Well, I listened to an animal communication CD, and so it had crossed my mind that, you know, to try. But I, you know, sort of a little
what
scattered, I guess.
Yeah, what you could do is you could go to my website and try the free healing, crystalkey.com, crystalki.com, and say to Bella, if you would like some of this crystal key energy, come and sit on my lap.
Okay.
And then use the free one on the computer there. And if she comes, and if she wants it, she'll come and sit on your lap, give her the choice.
Okay.
And see if she, you know, is happy to have the crystal key. So when the crystal key discs and net pass through you, the intention is that they're passing through you and they're passing through Bella at the same time.
Okay. Okay, that's great.
Okay.
I will try that with her, yes.
Yeah, see how that goes.
All righty. Okay, so I did the one... with the program, so I just do them one a day on each different program that you have. Is that right, Janine?
Yeah, you can use them, you know, you go silver, gold, platinum, diamond, and then pearl.
Yes.
With each program. So you follow them in protocol. And then, you know, do them as and when you feel. You might do 1 week and then maybe have a few days or, you know, a week off, and it's up to you how much you want to do, how much work you want to do on yourself. But remember, this is a lot of healing going on here, so it's probably good to do a week and have a week to let everything settle in, you know, rather than just going through all 27 MP3s in one go.
Well, I was really interested in your healing and you know, to take, you know, your program that you're offering. So, as well, so the one that starts May 5th, right, that you have?
Oh, okay. Sunday, yes, please do. If you're interested, go to the website and send me an email.
Cool.
And we can sort that out.
Okay, all right. I did message you. You had responded to me yesterday, and I messaged you last night. But it wasn't in regards to that. But I'm really looking forward to moving on with my healing career. I've had intuitive say to me about my why am I not doing readings, and I just don't feel that, you know, I didn't feel that third eye was open, and that was a blockage for me. So
okay, well, that the third eye is something we'll look at on Sunday anyway with people, because it's important that you've got your third eye clean and clear to work with Crystal Key. I like to teach you how to keep it in good condition.
Okay.
So if there's any blocks, they will be cleared at the beginning of the workshop.
Okay. Well, that's great. Thank you very much.
Okay. So all you need to do is, if you just, you know, go to the website, you can pay online. It's £125 if you want to pay online. And then you're in. Send me your Skype. Connect on Skype. And Jethro will connect us all up on Sunday.
We're looking forward. This will be so good. We're going to have so much fun.
Okay. Well, I'm excited.
Brilliant. Okay.
All right. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Okay. Bye for now. Bye-bye.
Bye.
We are going wild. We have 15 minutes left. We have 4 callers. We're going to see if we can get you guys in, out, and happy once again. What we love about it is Janine Reagan Sinclair is here today taking names and doing healings. Those of you who do know what she is, the founder of Crystal Key, the phenomenal, working with raising vibrational energy. She does mind detox. She is known for working it with not only helping animals, but Janine is also a medium and clairvoyant. I had a person last week was really joking when we let the story out that Janine does readings, and we all kind of laughed because, since you guys have noticed through the shows, she does not only read, but she does a phenomenal past life regression. So we had a person ask, and we will be doing a show here in May. We'll get with Janine and see if she'll do another one of her spot. You know, they call it drive-by here on the television shows. But it'll be we'll actually let her sit down, so it'll be a fly-by, and she can come in and do a little past life work. It's going to be one of our topics we have on one of our shows. And we've had a very generous offers. We've got a lot of guests coming in. We're doing back the surprise guests. You guys asked for it, and you've got it. We'll be having people come in and out all the time. Going in to our phone, we have Skype, and we have 111. Can you hear me? You don't. There's another Skype caller. For some reason, Skype's not wanting to play with Psychics Gone Wild, and we say unfair. So we're going to have to go on. We're sorry about that. We're going to turn around and go into, we have a caller 352. How are you?
Oh, peachy, I suppose, but disappointed at the same time. I wanted to know.
You're dating my brother, and I didn't do it. No, I'm kidding. I told you he always does that, and it's Jeff and Jim. It's not. This is Jeff. Kidding. I got to get you out of that mood. We got to laugh a little. Come on. So you're disappointed. You got a question that you want us to see. It looks about your future.
I'm trying to. My name's Andrea. I'm trying to move. Hi. I was supposed to be moved. I have a program helping me to move, but the only issue is I can't find a house, a rental. And I found one this morning, but she wanted too much for it. And that was the whole purpose of me moving out of this place, is because she wants too much for it. So I wonder if you see anything, any hope.
Keep looking, and have faith that you're going to find the right one at the right price. You need to be asking the universe for the perfect home for you at the perfect price for you, and sending that out to the universe. At the moment, the messages that you're sending out are unclear. Don't let disappointment get in the way, because if you're disappointed, you're vibrating at the frequency of disappointment. So you're just going to keep being disappointed. So brush yourself down, cheer yourself up, put some nice music on, laugh, sing, dance, do whatever makes you happy, and focus on manifesting what you require. And what you require is the perfect place for you, the perfect home for you, at the perfect price for you. And focus on it and believe. Don't let disappointment spoil the vibrations.
Right. And I said that this morning before I left, and I prayed about it. And it just makes me worry, because I don't have I was supposed to be out by the 1st, so I don't have, like, a lot of time. I got probably till the 5th.
Hmm. Well, stay focused and get manifesting and open yourself up to receiving. So I'm open to receiving this new home and just have faith and keep going. As soon as you start getting down about things, you start interfering with the energies and you start making it harder for you to get what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
You don't see it, but I have to manifest it.
Yeah, I think you need to manifest it as well. It doesn't matter. We can see, a million houses for you. There's something coming through in 3 days' time, but the angels want you to know you need to manifest. At the moment, you're manifesting disappointment. Because by saying it, when you say "I am," that is a statement of your very highest God self. The word "I am" is the God self. So when you use that before the word disappointment, you're telling the universe that you're disappointed. So the universe is going, "Oh, okay. Well, here's another disappointment then."
No.
See, that's how it works. So dust yourself off. Get that disappointment energy out of your field. And focus your attention. Angels are telling, give her a kick up the backside, they're telling me, to focus because you can do this. You can do this. Something's coming along in 3 days' time, but you have to be manifesting it. You've got to focus on it. You've got to get rid of this disappointment energy out of your system. And music helps because music changes the vibrational frequencies. So put something on that you like listening to, start singing and start believing.
So
you can do
like
it.
Sunday, something's supposed to come.
Oh, what are we on now? Wednesday? Maybe Saturday. 3 days. Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Yeah.
But you need to you need to be pulling that in. You need to focus on it. It's not just going to happen if you're sitting there feeling sorry for yourself. That's what I need to let you know.
Okay. I've been looking. I've been staying positive. And today has just been one of those days where I just, I'm dealing with a lot, but right now my main focus is to make sure my kids and my animals have a home. Other than that, all the extraterrestrial stuff I don't care about.
Yeah. Well, just focus on that and asking God to help you find the right place to come to you and believe. I know it's like when you move properties, because I remember finding an apartment I thought was wonderful a few years ago. And, from the balcony, you could see the castle that's not far away. And I was thinking, this is the place I'm going to live. And I lost it. And I was absolutely distraught. I thought, I'm never going to find anywhere as good as that. And within 2 days, another place came up that was bigger. It had a garden instead of a balcony. It was the same price or just a couple of thousand more, and it was absolutely fantastic. It had trees and fields all around it. So don't give up. Sometimes things are taken because there's something better coming in, and you're powerful. You can manifest this. They want you to know that.
I'm hoping something better than this, but affordable.
Yes. Yeah.
We're going to get you into manifesting classes, Andrea. You're one of our regular people, and you're such a bright star. We all love you, and we know this, and I love what, we've been working with you on it. When you're up in energy, you were like, remember the day that the phones went crazy and Janine was beating up bad things in United Kingdom? You were the one who could get through. You were saving me over here, and we were like little kids. We're peeking through the phones going, are you in there, Janine? Are you okay? Because we were getting a little. That was so much fun. Definitely, let me let everyone know that Kelly will be doing the Spiritual Learning Connection here in about 10 minutes. So go to 714-333-3354. And Janine will be on for another hour. We've got 10 minutes left. We're going to be wrapping up the Gone Wild show. But Kelly and Janine will be on over there at 714-333-3354. And we thank you, Andrea. And keep us informed. We know that you're out there. And blessings to you and those cute little kids.
Andrea, go to the website and have the free healing and ask for the healing to take your disappointment away.
Okay.
Okay, get that energy out of your system because I can feel it dragging you down, and that's not what you need. You need to get your energy back up. Use it every day and focus. You're going to do this.
Okay, and it, what website is it on?
Crystalkey.com.
Crystalkey.com, okay.
Okay.
Key as in K-I.
K-I, yeah.
Okay.
We thank you, and we're going to go. We've got down to 9 minutes. We're going to reach in these telephone numbers, and we still have a Skype one that will not play, but we have a phone left, and it's 209. How are you, 209?
209. Hey, Jeff, it's Pamela. How are you, sir?
Really good. I'm glad you called. Are you being good in California, or are you being...
I'm trying.
Now we want the police. This is a friend from school, everyone. This is a really good friend. So,
alrighty. Just calling. My, you know, son's going through a divorce, but it's all been doing, going very well. And they went in this morning, and they've got some agreements, and it's all good. The concern is, as I'm kind of freaking out, is because they are. She's going, moving back to Oklahoma, and she does this kind of back and forth every 6 months, drives us all crazy. And my son really, you know, he's kind of working with somebody and staying at their house, and she and the lawyer, they agreed for custody for the summer, and it's 5 kids. So, of course, I work 2 jobs, and I live in a little 300-square-foot studio, so I'm a little bit concerned how this is going to work all summer.
Mm.
I think there's going to be somebody else coming in to help with the children. I'm seeing a third party coming in to help.
Mm, and okay, great.
Yeah, so you can't do this. You can't. You
no,
can't
and, take... I mean, and I love him, you know, and I don't want to raise my grandkids. And I mean, I'm trying to let my son, he is 30, you know.
Yeah, he's a big boy.
So that's why I'm coming to you guys to give me some peace and guidance. So.
Oh, and now I want everyone to know, we went to school together. I was way young. No, I'm kidding. Now you tell him that. I'm teasing. Yeah, go ahead, Pam. I'm going to get beat up when this is over.
Okay. Is your son single? Because I'm getting the feeling there's a woman around him. Not the one he's divorcing. I think there's another woman around.
She's in Oklahoma. I mean, he kind of follows her back and forth to just be close to the kids, unfortunately. And like I said, it's all good. I mean, the ex-wife, you know, that seemed to be the divorce, but we're all on really good terms and everything. And I think he does have a girlfriend. I don't know a whole lot because he had a whole other kind of life down there. He's just been back here since January.
Okay.
But that'd be great. If that's her, she's coming to help. Hallelujah.
Yeah, I get the feeling that this other woman's going to come in and help out. That's my gut feeling on this one. Are you getting anything, Jethro?
I do feel that, and I feel, Pamela, that the guides are going to do this with the answer. This is one of those with, you know, the spirituality, and they're saying look up, and with the energy, there is going to be another person come in. I agree very much with Janine that they're already working towards this with you. There is a really good thing. I love what you said there, and we were joking about with the son, but she said, you know, I don't want to raise my own grandchildren. You know, you're also saying here that you're giving your son that responsibility, and the guides are telling me that the angels are doing that. Those of you who do a lot of angel work, make sure when you're working with children to do work with Ariel. You know, and it's kind of like the Ariel you read about, you know, with the mermaid name, A-R-E-I-L or I-E-L, depending on which part of the country you read it from, which I love the United States. We all play with English. But if you look at it and you go and do some prayers there, also working with Camille. Camille's the one that works with the higher energy and the angel work. They're going to answer those prayers for these children. And I feel that you're going to have this other person in. I also feel a really good thing for your son is your son's needing some of this other emotional, and it's you're giving that as a parent, and I love that, but they're showing me this other person's going to start helping there with him. And he's got some love really coming, and I think that's what we're both seeing. I also feel a really cute thing is you're like, you know, as a grandparent, you're like, well, I really can't, but if we have to stick one, you know, one can hang in the closet, one over the drapes,
right.
You know, because you want to play with them. I mean, I saw your grandkids on Facebook. They're cool. You know, I can't wait for mine to get out here for Disney World. I'm like, I made friends with Goofy. We're going to rock tonight.
Right?
So, so cool, and I see that, Pam.
Okay, so I was just concerned, like I said, he works, you know, but he works up here in Santa Cruz. They live in Lodi. You know, she has an apartment already that I helped co-sign for, you know, for a couple of months. I just didn't know how he's going to not work, take care of these kids, Do you see them maybe staying in Lodi or coming up here?
Ooh.
Not sure about that one.
I'd say that's undecided, which tells me there's two things and there's two factors. And those of you who are doing readings and use this, I know a lot of you guys like to blog talk is on this, and this will come out. This is a Jethroism, my statement. When the guides do this undecisive, it means there's other factors in order. Good factor here is you've got children, you've got spirit guides. You've also got another factor that I think the guides are trying to come up with another solution somewhere here, and this is why this other woman's being brought in. I see that your son not only needs love, but I think this ex, we'll call it now, that this lady and him are divorcing, wasn't just bouncing back and forth between states. They're showing me she kind of bounced his, she hurt your son there in some ways that she wasn't consistent with who she loved. We started talking about her already. We will go there.
Yeah.
We did live in Wyoming, but we're just still there. And they're saying the energy and the guides are making sure that she knows that, that this is happening. And I think this is the right one. And for those of you who know Native American, usually the first choice you never do. And this sometimes happens. Now, people are teasing me and go, how many wives do you have? I only had one, so you guys know. But what I'm just saying, what the guides are telling your son is they're saying, here's this person, here's this energy. And so the guides are keeping it blocked, and they've got a special... Like it's like the old show, if you choose to take that curtain, they have a really special thing going for him. And I feel that he's a little undecided because he's just new out of a relationship. Someone says relationship, and your son's going to run so fast he may hurt somebody. But it's still that kind of energy there.
Yeah, he could do with some rose quartz for his heart as well. He's grieving for this. No divorce is easy. Even if you can't stand the other person, you still feel that hurt.
Yes.
He could do with some rose quartz, a piece of rose quartz for his heart.
Okay.
And that will help with relationships all around, but that's what I'm being told.
Very good. Okay. And we've got to let you go, Pam. We got to the next show on 714. You've got to get a healing by Janine. I'm telling you, this woman rocks.
Yeah.
You know her.
Okay. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Thank you, Pamela.
Thank you.
I did go to school with Pamela Anderson. That was Pamela Anderson, and we always tease her. Yes, her name was Pamela Anderson. She was a very attractive blonde. Not the movie star one, but still a cool movie star in our eyes, a very good friend, and always very positive. We thank all of you guys. I'm going to let Janine tell you guys where to go. Tell you where to go. Tell you how to get a hold of her. That didn't sound right. Okay, guys, I'm a little tired. Got a lightning over my head here. And then tune in to 714-333-3354 because Kelly's already got the show lit up over there. And Janine will be calling in on Spiritual Learning Connection, and they'll be over there working too. I can't get into the board for those of you, so I can't type in. Somebody, unfortunately, signed in today. And so what happens here when they do that is I can't sign in for the webs to help you in there, but we're going to get that corrected because we got to get that there. So go ahead and go over. Kelly will be over there. And Janine, tell them how to make contact with you.
Okay. If anybody wants to know how to get hold of my books or more about the workshop, they can go to crystalkey.com. That's crystalki.com. I'm also still giving special deals on healings by Skype, which is a two-hour session, intensive healing session with me that goes into past lives and all sorts of things and Akashic Records. That's $240 for the session. They contact me on the contact page. And if anybody wants the programs, they can also get them in the shop on the crystalkey.com as well now. So that's about it for tonight, and thank you everybody who's called in, and the number to catch me on my show next is 714-333-3354. If you want to follow us and maybe come and have some healing, please do.
Very good. And those of you looking in here, I'm going to be here the last minute talking to you about some of our contests and going into what we're doing. Spiritual Learning Connection has been added, and we want to welcome all of you that go into that show. We are hiring new people. We are constantly and energetically always bringing in new people to come into the shows. So make sure you want to come in. Get a hold of me at psychicsgonewild.com. Write me, write Psychic Jethro. I want to get on the show. I want to join the fun. I've got the family. We're hiring. We are going to be bringing in a shaman, Native American reader from Navajo Indians in the next month here. We've also got new ones hired. I've got a gentleman named Dominique who just hired on today. I've got new people coming in all the way. You guys never know. We have new, improved people. Yes, there was a few people that kind of went through it and they've done their way. The great part is we water them and we send them on. You want to grow here, come here. We'll get you going here. You guys like to copy, you like to watch with me, make sure you do me a favor. Please hit like on my Psychic Jethro and share those pages. I need it. I need you guys' votes. We're going to be Psychics Gone Wild Goes to Canada, and the first guest will be Patty Negri, and the second one, Janine Reagan Sinclair. You just saw her, listened to her, I guess you should say, and you guys be ready, because those are the people that are going to take Psychics Gone Wild to the next level. Keep your eyes open, because I predicted it. You'll see by the end of the year, television is in our future for Psychics Gone Wild, and you can be a part of it if you get a hold of me at jethrosmith.net or psychicsgonewild.com and say, I'd like to read. Any type of readers is welcome. We're looking for really especially numerologists, astrologists, and also tarot readers. We have Helen Francesca from United Kingdom, one of the best on Wednesdays. Tune in tomorrow because you know what's going to happen. Dina Flanagan's got her flag up, and we're going to Maine, and we're going to party. So be ready for those of you who willingly want to go with us. I've got a couple seconds left. They're going to throw me out.